Welcome back, and in this lesson we're diving into a Soul Pride style Ableton Live 12FX chain blueprint for floor-shaking low-end, built for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Now, quick teacher note before we start, this is not about just making a vocal louder, and it's definitely not about slapping a huge reverb on it and hoping the drop feels bigger. The whole point here is to build a vocal-led low-end system, where the chopped soul phrase becomes part of the groove, part of the arrangement, and part of the emotional lift of the track. In other words, the vocal is not decoration, it's an instrument. If you've ever heard a jungle tune where the vocal feels like it came off a dusty record, but it still hits hard in a modern club mix, that's the energy we're aiming for. We want the vocal to feel soulful, a little worn in, a little haunted, but still super controlled. And underneath that, we need the bass and drums to remain huge, monosafe, and completely in charge of the sub area. So let's build this properly. First, start with the right vocal sample. Pick a phrase that has character in the mid-range. It could be one sustained word, a short melodic line, or a little call and response sentence. The key is that it should work as a hook fragment, not as a full pop lead. Bring the vocal into its own audio track in Ableton Live 12. If the sample has strong pitch content, warp it in Complex Pro. If it's more like a rhythmic spoken or chopped phrase, Beats Mode can work better. Then slice it into useful musical pieces. I'm talking half bar pieces, one bar pieces, and then the real gold, little 1/8 and 1/16 vocal hits. Those shortcuts are what make it feel native to jungle and old school DNB, because the whole genre is built on syncopation and chopped rhythm. One really useful move here is to make two versions of the same phrase. Version 1 is dry, tight, and rhythmic for the drop. Version 2 is longer, more filtered, and more washed out for intros and fills. That way you're not forcing one sample to do every job at once. Now let's build the FX structure. Instead of stacking everything in one line and hoping it works, put the vocal into an audio effect rack and split it into three chains. Think of these as three rolls. Chain 1 is the dry center. This is your main vocal, the part that stays focused, solid, and mostly mono. Chain 2 is the grit layer. This is where the dust, saturation, and character live. Chain 3 is the space layer. This is your delay, reverb, and transition movement. That's the big idea. One chain for clarity, one for attitude, and one for atmosphere. On the dry center chain, start simple. Put an EQ8 first, then a compressor, then utility. With utility, keep the width narrow, maybe at around 0 to 30%, because we want the core of the vocal locked in the middle. That center focus is crucial in drum and bass, because the low end needs room and the vocal shouldn't wander around stealing attention from the kick and sub. For the compressor, use moderate settings. Ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack somewhere between 10 and 30 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're not trying to crush it. You're just keeping it steady and consistent. Before compression, use EQ8 to clean the source. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how deep the sample is. If it feels muddy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz. That low mid cleanup is huge in DNB, because the bass line often lives in that whole perception zone of 80 to 250 Hz movement, even if the true sub is lower. If the vocal is sitting there too heavily, the track loses impact fast. If the vocal needs more articulation, you can add a little presence around 1.5 to 4 kHz. But be careful, don't start boosting the top end just because something feels dull. First ask whether the sample simply needs trimming elsewhere. That's a much better mix move. Now we build the grit layer. This is where the Soul Pride texture starts to come alive. On this chain, put saturator first, then redux, then auto filter, then maybe the compressor to stabilize it. With saturator, try a drive of +2 to +8 dB depending on how dirty you want it. Turn soft clip on. If you want a warmer vibe, use a more analog style curve. This layer should feel sampled and broken in, but not so distorted that it becomes ugly and unreadable. The sweet spot is grit with identity. After that, use redux very lightly. Just enough downsampling or bit reduction to roughen the transients and add a bit of digital dust. Don't overdo it unless you want the effect to be obvious. A little goes a long way here. Then auto filter. This is where you can make the grit layer breathe with the arrangement. Use a band pass or low pass feel, and automate it over 8 or 16 bars. Keep it low in the intro, then open it before the drop. One of the strongest moves in this style is holding back the dirty layer until the last chopped phrase before the impact. That creates tension, without needing a huge stack of extra elements. Now the space layer. This one is all about motion, not constant wash. Put echo first, then hybrid reverb, then EQ8, then utility. High pass the space hard so the reverb and delay never smear the low mids. You can even push that high pass up to 250 to 400 Hz if the vocal tail starts clouding the mix. For echo, start with tempo locked values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on how busy the fill is. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter the repeat so the low end stays clean. This is arrangement glue. It should appear in the gaps, throw into transitions, and then get out of the way. For hybrid reverb, think short and controlled. A small room or plate style space works well. Keep the decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds for tighter sections, and use a bit of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the vocal stays punchy before the tail blooms. Again, the key is control. In jungle and old school DNB, too much wash turns the energy into fog. Now let's make the vocal breathe with the drums and bass. Add sidechain compression after your dry center EQ and have it triggered by the kick or the drum bus. If needed, add a second very light sidechain from the bass bus, especially if the vocal phrase overlaps with low-end movement. A good starting point is a 2 to 1 to 3.5 to 1 ratio, attack between 0.5 and 5 milliseconds, release between 60 and 180 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the hardest hits. You want the vocal to duck slightly into the kick and recover quickly enough to stay musical. This is a subtle but important old-school feel trick. Let the vocal dip on the kick, but recover before the snare lands. That keeps the groove rolling and makes the arrangement feel glued together instead of pasted on top. Next, we need the classic recorded off vinyl illusion. For that, create a return track. This is where you can go a bit more extreme without wrecking the main vocal. On the return, put EQ8, compressor, saturator or dynamic tube, auto filter, and maybe a very subtle frequency shifter if you want a slightly unstable vintage feel. Band limit the return. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. If you want that dusty sample pack identity, a small bump around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help too. This return is powerful, because you can automate it up during breakdowns or phrase transitions, then pull it back in the drop. That way the listener feels the atmosphere, without the vocal getting muddy. Now let's talk phrase design, because this part matters just as much as the FX. In jungle and old school DNB, the vocal should behave like part of the drum pattern. Think call and response. Let the vocal hit on beat 4 leading into the snare, then let the bass answer in the next bar, or place a vocal stab after the snare and leave a little space before the next phrase. That spacing is everything. Don't overcrowd the bar. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is leave a gap and let the breakbeat breathe. If your bass line is heavy and dense, keep the vocal shorter and more percussive. If the bass line is more sparse and subby, the vocal can carry a little more rhythm and atmosphere. The important thing is that the vocal and bass line feel like they're having a conversation, not fighting for the same sentence. Here's a really practical arrangement approach you can use. In the intro, use filtered vocal fragments with echo tails. In the build, open the filter and increase reverb send on certain hits. In the drop, keep the vocal dry, short, and punchy, answering the snare. In a switch up, bring back a longer tail or a tape-like filtered version. Then in the second drop, alternate between clean chops and more degraded ones to keep the energy moving. Now for a few advanced teacher tips that can really level this up. First, treat the vocal chain like a performance instrument. Map your macros to things like auto filter cutoff, echo send, saturator drive, and utility width. That way you can play the arrangement in real time instead of just setting it and forgetting it. Second, use short, decisive edits. If a phrase feels too polished, trim the tail and let the groove imply the decay. In this genre, too much pretty sustain can weaken the impact. Third, if the vocal is fighting the bass, don't only reach for EQ. Try moving the vocal a few milliseconds earlier or later. In DNB, tiny timing moves can clear space better than more processing. Fourth, preserve consonants. Those little attack details help the vocal cut through dense breaks and make it feel almost drum-like. And fifth, always do your gain staging before heavy compression. Clip gain first, compression second. If the input is uneven, even the best chain will start behaving badly. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low mid in the vocal. Don't use long reverb all the time. Don't make the vocal too wide. Don't oversaturate it into mush. And don't forget to sidechain it against the groove. Also, if you can still hear the vocal clearly when the sub drops out, it's probably too full in the low mids. That's a great quick test. If you want to push this even further, try printing the vocal rack to audio and resampling it. Then chop the rendered result into new one-shots. This is one of the best ways to get that authentic jungle weirdness. You can also create a rewind version by reversing a few chops and using them as pickups into the next section. That old-school rewind energy is gold. Another great variation is to split the vocal by frequency. Duplicate the sample. Make one version your mid-range presence layer and make another a dusty high-texture layer. Keep the lower copy tightly filtered so it never crowds the bass. You can also use form and shifted doubles very quietly, just enough to create a shadow behind the main vocal. Or build a little noise response after certain chops, so the vocal answers with atmosphere instead of just another note. If you want the hardest possible result, keep the core vocal centered and let only the FX layer wander wide. That keeps the low end stable while still giving you a big stereo image up top.